More to do as we continue. Keith Skipper gives us his perspective from the RNC, the Republican National Committee. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Paula Days are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the Daily Post what you want. And Santa Paul will choose one lucky winner each day for the Paula Days. Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show, App to Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. Look around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for a week and ask the total amount you're going to owe after that week. You can do the simple math from there.
And this year, that would cost nothing at Dollar Loan Center, right?
Yes, sir. The interest is on us the first week. Then it's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow that $500 at the DLC. And you can keep the loan out up to a year if you need it.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, celebrating their 25th anniversary with free loans this holiday season for all new customers. Get up to $5,000 in minutes at one of our over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Go! Coming up, Keith Skipper. We relied on him a lot during the just-completed campaign. And one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to politics. We'll get his spin on what's going on and maybe with a look ahead. We're going to look back, but we're also going to look ahead to 2024. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we have hundreds of cameras available to us across the valley. And as we check them out right now, we do see a little bit of congestion right now on Interstate 11 southbound. That's at Horizon down in the Henderson area. Got a stranded vehicle there on the right shoulder. That's 15 northbound at Blue Diamond. Approach that area with caution. Several crashes right now on the area roadway. Southbound Rainbow at Tropicana. Westbound Sahara. That one's at Durango. Northbound Christie Lane. That's at Cedar Lane. And do expect some slow flows there on Interstate 15, especially southbound between Sahara and Tropicana.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NBA, the Lakers fell to the Toronto Raptors Wednesday night, 126-113. They lose back-to-back games. Both LeBron James and Anthony Davis did not play. James dealing with a sore left ankle. Davis has a non-COVID illness. Dennis Schroeder with 18 points to lead Los Angeles. Russell Westbrook with 16 points. Lakers will face Philadelphia on Friday. The Raiders are in Los Angeles tonight. It's Thursday night football. Raiders riding a three-game win streak, taking on a Rams team that sits at 3-9 and have lost six straight games. The Rams will be without starting quarterback Matt Stafford. He's on the IR due to a neck injury. NHL, the Golden Knights fell at home to the New York Rangers 5-1 Wednesday in New York with four goals in the third period to pull away. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me to.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Sage Digital. Sage is a local web design and website management company with offices in Henderson near the 215. It's simple. Alex and his brilliant creative team at Sage are the best. Is your current website company not meeting your expectations? Is your website stagnant? Are you waiting days for a return call? Are you getting no traffic and disappointing sales? Whether you need support on your existing website or need to redesign it or build it from scratch, Alex and his team have your solution. Ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Sage saved my bacon. They quickly understood the issues I was having and implemented creative solutions. Now Sage manages my site. They do what they say they're going to do. They answer phones and emails promptly. They understand any issue you may have with your website. They've seen it all and can quickly fix any problem. Call Sage Digital at 702-268-9000. That's 268-9000. Remember to ask for the war discount and save 15% on day one. Or find them online at sage.agency.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are dissecting what was a simple election in Georgia. It was two candidates, one race. It should have taken you all of about 3 minutes to get to actually vote on Tuesday. A much more complex issue when it comes to the election, the general election, November 8th. I had a chance to visit with Keith Skipper, a very knowledgeable guy, Republican National Committee, communications director nationally, and he has spent a lot of time here in our area. And I said, after a very, very busy campaign, are things finally calming down for you and for your office?
They are. They are getting a little, this is kind of a quiet period. You know, all the artillery was spent. The battlefield has been, pretty decimated around. Everybody's just kind of got some wear and tear on them. So it's a good time to kind of recharge and recalibrate. And now's a good time to start looking into what we can change, all that kind of thing, while also hopefully taking some time with our loved ones. And, my wife and I are going to go on a nice little two-week trip and try to take some time to recharge our own batteries.
So where are you going?
So we are going to go to North Carolina. That's where she's from, and go see her family. And then by marriage, as a result, I am a UNC Tar Heels fan. So we're going to go to San Diego and watch them hopefully lay a beat down on the Oregon Ducks in the Holiday Bowl and get some good college football in and get some nice time at the beach in, since, you can't beat West Coast, best weather in the winter. So we still get some sun and still get a little bit of warmth. And again, hopefully watch those Oregon Ducks lose again. I'm a University of Washington alum, so to get to watch them lose twice would be a special 2022 treat.
UW, I just love. I lived in Seattle for about 6 years and absolutely loved it. The only thing I didn't like was the gray skies. The rain I could deal with. There wasn't that much rain when I lived there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the gray skies will just bring you down.
Yeah, when you don't see the sun for 9 months, you start wondering, does it actually exist? You start having almost an existential crisis. Does everything you know about the sun and all that, have you been lied to your entire life?
So let me get down to cases here. We've got a case where people are still trying to figure out what happened on November 8th. You've had a chance to digest this. You may have even done a deep dive into some of the numbers statewide. First of all, is the glass half full or half empty? Is this something we should be saying, hey, it's not as bad as people are painting it to be? What about from your perspective?
I certainly think that it's not as bad as what I think people, as people are making it out to be. I mean, look, if I've been in, activist meetings all across Nevada, throughout, my years, and especially throughout 2022 and 2021, and especially since Governor Sisolak took office, I think for most folks, Governor Sisolak getting back that governor's mansion was goal number one. That was the top priority for Nevada Republicans. And we did it. I mean, locally we did it. And we now have a governor who will set the agenda and will be, fighting for Republicans, and that is certainly, I think, something we cannot dismiss. And then I'm with you on the others. There were obviously, some things that we wish we had accomplished, and there are things that are disappointing. And, we have a review committee set up at the RNC to kind of go through why, because the big question is, and Nevada is a good example, and we saw this in states like Arizona and across the country where tickets were split. A Republican won and statewide, and a Republican lost, or congressional candidates lost. And why was that? And so we're going to look and see what can be done, what happened, what lessons from that, why did this happen? I think there's been, unfortunately, far too many misleading folks on Republican turnout. In fact, I was reading the New York Times today, and they talked about how in Clark County, Republican turnout was at 67%. Democrat turnout was at 57%. We had a 10-point victory as far as turnout is concerned. And now the question is, why did the swing voters, the independent voters, the moderate Republicans and the moderate Democrats vote for Joe Lombardo, but then didn't vote for other Republicans on the ballot? That's what this review committee set up to kind of analyze and figure out and really understand why some Republican candidates were unable to win the swing voters, win those moderate Republicans, win those independent voters. You got to figure that out.
Do we know what it is that turned off those swing voters, those independents, those unaffiliateds?
That's part of what we're hoping to understand and get out of this review committee. I think every candidate runs their own race. The RNC exists, and we work alongside the Nevada Republican Party, and Chairman McDonald was a fantastic partner in creating the road, creating the infrastructure, the turnout machine. And we turned out the voters needed, obviously with Joe Lombardo, the voters to win statewide and win elections in Nevada were there. Lombardo proved it. He won them. The campaigns have to go out and then persuade those few, the little bit of swing voters that are in every electorate that decide these elections, they have to persuade them. And so we're, the review committee set up to kind of understand what happened. Is it something that happened? Is it universal or is it state by state? I tend to believe that every state is different. Every campaign is different. And so, but we're going to look into seeing what exactly, why did some of these Republicans win those votes that they needed to win their elections and why they didn't. And hopefully, once you have a better understanding, campaigns can take that and understand that so that they can implement the lessons learned in their future campaigns.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, soon to be on an extended vacation. Oh, I'm so excited. The Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communications. What are the tools you use in a review like this? Do you actually talk to voters? Do you go back and do exit polling? What?
Yeah, we'll analyze all that data. There is a lot of exit poll data. I think the exit poll data is a very good question. I think it lends a lot of questions, and we will investigate it by looking into even more data and talking to folks. But just look at it. People want to talk about messaging. What was our messaging right, wrong? What was it? I think the biggest question mark people have is if you look at exit poll data, majority of Biden was underwater with voters. Top issue was inflation. Those voters believe that Republicans were right on that issue, but then we still suffered, some setbacks in these races. And so we'll look into why that is. That's a very unusual thing to happen, and hopefully get some answers. And we'll talk to folks, we'll talk to people on the ground, all that sort of thing.
One of the things that I've discovered just in talking to a lot of people, Dick Morris and different pundits nationally, area people like Chuck Muth, is that money was a factor, that somehow we were outspent in the Catherine Cortez Masto Adam Laxalt race 3-1. It was similar in some of the other races as well, in particular the CD races, the congressional races. How do we fix that?
Yeah, so, here's kind of the big issue we face is campaigns get a discounted rate on television. They spend less money on to get their TV ads in front of people than outside groups. The Senate Leadership Fund, which is run by Mitch McConnell's groups, that has to spend more money to get their ads in front of the same amount of eyeballs as a campaign. Now, Senate Leadership Fund, Mitch McConnell, they were all in on Nevada. They spent a ton of money, but they don't get to see – not as many people get to see their ads because of this. We need to figure out how we can direct more money into campaigns. Democrats are very, very strong with their small-dollar donors. Their small-dollar donors are bought in and understand that they need to give the $10 a month to their candidate of choice. And – and campaigns work very well to try to get their donors to give to other campaigns. We're starting to build that. I think there's a little bit of a question mark of not even a question mark. There's an issue of our donors, especially our small dollar donors, tend to skew older. Inflation obviously impacts older communities who tend to be on fixed incomes. And so I think that obviously created an issue for us where Democrat small dollar donors are younger. And aren't on a fixed income. So we need to, one, fix that. We need to, I think, sell to our small dollar donors and other folks who are involved and passionate about electing Republicans but maybe don't give the $10. Sell to them that this is critical. This puts us at a disadvantage.
Well, He is a smart dude. Keith Skipper, he's going to go on vacation for 2 weeks, and then I'm guessing he's going to be gearing up for 2024. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you I'd let you hear from a guy that I've interviewed many, many times from my days working in San Antonio, Texas. He is Henry Cuellar. He is a House member from Texas. And he outlined border problems. This is something, and this, by the way, from Newsmax, Henry Cuellar last night on Newsmax TV.
I know, I don't want to say for a fact, but I know that the White House is directing Homeland's policy. That's wrong. The Homeland Secretary has to do his job.
Well, what
job.
Are they directing, Congressman? You're saying they're directing Homeland policy. They have yet to go to the border. They have yet to address that or even talk about that. Mayorkas, to be fair, has. But I'm just wondering, what are they directing?
Well, yeah, it's the policy. You know, they want to focus on a, quote, humanitarian relief policy, which is okay. But that should not run contrary or should not be the only policy. You still got to have a border security policy. We as Democrats, and I think I have one, we as Democrats should also have a border security policy. There's nothing wrong with having a border security policy, and it won't run contra a humanitarian relief policy that we should have at the border also.
So where is this going, Congressman? I mean, we had tragically, this agent who was killed trying to apprehend those trying to get through the border. It's not the first time that's happened. I fear that it might not be the last. So it just seems like a continuation of the same.
You know, what we're doing in Homeland Approves, we're adding monies to add more Border Patrol agents. We're adding money for mental health. We're adding money for a pay raise for them. We're adding money for technology. We're doing a lot of things to make sure that our men and women have the equipment and the technology so they can do their job. But what's missing is a policy. You know, if Title 42 goes away, then you can still use Title 8 if you enforce it correctly, just like Secretary Jay Johnson did under President Obama. So, you know, there are policies that have to be enforced. We're going to provide the technology. We're going to provide the equipment, more personnel. But if you don't have the right policy there, which is very simple, repercussions. Whoever's supposed to stay here under the law stays. Whoever has to be returned has to be returned. You know, all those, I've been watching the show, and there's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that are coming in. They feel that there is no repercussions, and they're going to continue coming as long as they know that it's only a speed bump that they're facing at the U.S.-Mexico border, they'll continue coming.
Henry Cuellar, good guy and a member of the Democrat Party from Texas. So he's a Democrat running in a predominantly Republican state. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to get you ready for the Raiders and the Rams Thursday night football. I'm so excited. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the Employee Retention Credit, even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics,